what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 256 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Sounds right. I think so. I don't know. Going to check the whole podcast. One day I will learn to check it before I sit down. And the reason I don't know what episode it is this week, it is 256, thank you, is because Logan Barnes isn't here. But here with me this week is one James Stratton. Oh, you got to say it louder than that. Hey. I don't know. It's still not coming through.
Hey.
Maybe say it a little. Do it again.
Hey.
I don't know. You're not unmuted. Oh, there it is. See, we have all borked this right up the ding ding for episode 256.
Number one, right out the gate, and you already screwed up.
Yeah, well, you're
good, Jorb.
Yeah, it was either this or nothing.
Yeah. You're lucky that you're getting something, and that laugh that you're hearing is our guest.
Our good friend Kevin Binger, who's joining us this week for the podcast. Say, what's up, Bing?
What?
Yep, there it is. That's the best thing we can do there. So
he literally had no idea we were doing this. Doing this until about 2 minutes ago.
We didn't either. We were like,
the stuff's here. We need to put a show out.
We should do a podcast.
He just told me to sit down in the chair and grab a mic.
Sit down and talk. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. See, you're perfect. You're better. I don't know. It sounds like a phone. I don't know. Anyway.
It's not me.
I think it's a motorcycle.
He fits in already. He's like, oh, that wasn't me.
It wasn't me, I swear, guys.
Oh, that's a train.
Oh, yeah.
But mixed on top with like a weed eater.
Welcome to Train Town. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Yeah, she's here too.
The editor of Just Us Geeks is snoozing on a couch.
Yeah, how's it going over there on the couch?
Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry. It's okay, Mr. James. Oh, sorry.
So the reason you're getting this weird amended version of the podcast this week is because, as I have mentioned the last couple of times, I think, I'm directing a play.
Yeah, it's been my jam a few times. I'm producing a play.
James is like the only one helping me do anything besides Emily.
We
had to bring in the big guns.
Yeah, we brought in in the heavy.
Yeah, the heavy. So we decided that we thought we'd talk a little bit about the show, and it's almost showtime. The show is actually this coming up week. It's the 24th through the 26th. So this week coming up on the podcast, you'll have a Huddle House Confessions with one Dan Marsh.
It's Dan's first Huddle House Confession, and I do believe we're going to do Oscars.
Yeah, we're
going to
talk about Oscars.
We're going to do the Oscars sitting at the Huddle House.
I have some good Oscar bad movie related questions for you guys.
Excellent. I have yet to see all the Best Picture nominees this year.
I never do.
Well, I usually do, but it's been hard, and they've not been coming to our theater.
Yeah. Binger, do you like movies?
Do you like movies,
Binger? Yeah, I like movies. But
do you give a flip about the Oscars?
Not at all.
I don't blame you.
And normally the movies that win the most Oscars I don't watch because I don't care about them. They're not the movie.
He doesn't like a bunch of cowboys sitting around eating pudding.
Yeah. Right.
They're not the comedy movies that I like.
Yeah, I've seen Binger come to the movies, him and his brother, and they go watch, the comedies and the action movies and just the fun stuff to
the
go
good
watch.
Stuff. Yeah, no La La Land for Binger.
But no, I do kind of want to see that.
No, I think Binger would like La La Land.
I want to see La La Land too. Unfortunately, I've not been able to see Jack Flippin' Crap because of this play.
Yeah.
But
I gave you access to see everything that you want to see. You've just been busy.
I know. I haven't even been able to do that. Like Lego Batman.
Yeah.
I should have been there for opening night for Lego Batman.
Oh, it was so good.
Because I love Will Arnett.
Guess where we were opening night of Batman?
Right here, I think.
No, we were 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, well, yeah. Mm. Well, that was worth it, I think. So we hope you enjoyed that and changed your pants for 50 Shades Darker. Logan.
Next year we'll do 50 Shades.
Logan, if you didn't love 50 Shades, tell us now.
I love it so much.
Oh, Mr. Josh, I love the 50 Shades.
I can't wait for 50 Shades 3.
Charlie Tango.
Logan loves the helicopter.
Who likes the heli? Logan likes the heli.
No, Logan likes the weenie.
Yeah. Anyway, so this show's going up.
Who likes the weenie? Logan likes the weenie.
So our
and he's not here to defend himself.
He's not. Our play's going up this weekend.
It is.
And it's going to be really, really good, I think. And we had to call in Binger to come be our stage manager. I've done several things with Binger before. And super good dude.
I guess I've only ever done one show with you, haven't I?
Yeah, I think so. I think Hairspray.
Yeah, we did Hairspray.
And you did that here, right?
Yeah, I was here. And then right after that, I did Becky's New Car with you. And then Just Us Geeks 2.0 happened.
Yeah, the 2.0. It's always the improvement over the 1.0.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, so, you know, like, probably the best thing I can say about Kevin Binger is that he went out shirtless onto a stage with nothing but a trench coat on, I think, once.
I've seen him go out on stage with nothing but coconuts on.
Hold on. The trench coat was... I ran around the school like that. No, I
Whoa,
went
you ran around a school?
Yeah,
it's illegal, sir.
Yeah, well, it was fine then.
I was a student at the time. I wasn't a
okay.
I wasn't a teacher like I am now.
He has to wear clothes to school now.
But no, the instance that Josh is talking about was several years ago. We did a show and went out on stage in just a towel in like really extremely short shorts that were way too short for even like 50s basketball shorts.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
They were the shortiest of short shorts.
And halfway through a song that we were singing, ripped our towels off and
gross.
No one in the audience knew what was going on. I'm pretty sure some old ladies gasped because they were not expecting it.
That was the most action they'd had in years.
Yeah, that was great.
I enjoyed seeing Binger in South Pacific.
Yeah, no, I did.
He came out in a coconut bra.
Yeah, I came
and
out
a
in
grass
a
grass skirt. Yep.
Coconut bra, grass skirt, American flag, boxers underneath, and a blonde wig with red lipstick on.
Yes, he did.
And what burlesque show was this?
South Pacific.
And I had a ship painted on my stomach with Sharpies for that
one. Yes, he did. He had a boat on his stomach.
Is this like some alternate version of the show that I'm unaware of?
Yes. No, it's part of South Pacific. It's the honey bun scene.
It's the best part of South Pacific.
Can I just get you to do this for me tomorrow just without any rehearsal? Just show up
Christy's
like this.
Here.
Well,
she was in.
Christy.
My dad's here. Wasn't he in it?
Yeah, he was. Well, Christy is actually the one that I sang the song with. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yes, we can recreate this tomorrow.
Well, I just think we should get Binger to trade in his coconut bra for coconut hooves.
Yeah. Yes,
here at
very
some point
so.
Soon. So
yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah, we should do that. It's good. So, James, are you glad that this show is almost
over? Yes, I'm glad. I don't have to produce anything else for the rest of the year. I'm super happy that I'm not going to win a Maggie. I guess.
Sorry, that's my bad.
Hey, I've never even been nominated for a Maggie. Of course, I've only ever done one show down here. So.
Yeah, well,
nope,
you'll...
Two.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, welcome to
I've been nominated once.
Yeah. Shut up.
Shut up.
You don't count. You're on the couch.
I've been nominated once, and that was over 20 years ago. I've never been nominated again.
Did Dan give you one when you were married? Was it some kind of other award?
I'm married to Dan Marshall.
Did you get an award for being married to Dan?
No, okay. For real.
Yeah, sure you did. How many you did get one when you were married to me? Holy crap.
Violet what?
Beauregard.
I know that y'all can't hear us, hear what she's saying.
They can probably hear her. Anyway.
Violet and It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah, she got one for
It's a Wonderful Life.
Wasn't Violet like the prostitute in the alternate reality?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was the hobo.
Yeah. All right.
I was Uncle Billy. I got nothing. So.
I hate Christmas. I hate everything about Christmas. I hate Christmas shows.
You just went all Trump there for a minute. Donald Trump. I hate Christmas.
Wrong.
It's fine. So,
I like Christmas.
I love Christmas too.
America has the greatest Christmas. It's the best Christmas. It's huge.
We invented
huge Christmas.
Huge Christmas. We did.
We do Christmas better than anyone else.
Binger and I did Christmas better than anyone else. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
We just did Christmas better than anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. Yeah, sure.
Great. We did.
Yeah, you were Krampus Claus.
I was Krampus Claus.
No, we actually have a little girl who is not in the show. Her sister's in the show. She actually thinks he is the real Santa Claus.
Yeah. So you can get the flip out of here. There is a child that thinks I'm legitimately Santa Claus.
Can I ruin Christmas for everybody?
No, she went to the mall and saw Mall Santa and started screaming, that's not Santa!
That's my purse! I don't know you!
Because I'm Santa. It's fine.
Like I said, I'm Santa in a Batman voice.
I'm Santa. I'm not wearing hockey pants. So I'm pretty much glad that this show is almost over. I will say though,
it's been fun.
It has been really fun, and
we've learned a lot today because of Binger.
Oh man,
we were like putting like just tape and glue trying to put this set together, and Binger comes up here and was like, No, guys.
I tell you what I'll do.
Here's how you fix this.
At the end of this,
it look good.
At the end of this, I'll do a little Facebook Live video that can live out there, and I'll show you our crappy door that James and I built, and
shut
then the
up.
And then the door that Binger helped now, James build.
Now, mind you, we have to have a better, because there's no hardware on the door that Binger helped us build, so we have to get a stronger magnet to hold it closed because there's nothing to close the door.
I don't care. We wouldn't have gotten
but
that
door. But I'm just
saying,
like, when you show them that door, it's going to be kind of open. And it's because
it looks closed now.
No, it's shut right now from where I loosened that stuff up. So it's good.
Well, Rudy Poo.
Well, he fixed the door. It's totally fine. Yeah. So
tell you what, Binger.
Yeah. So, well, the good thing is, though, is that after the show is over, I'll actually have time to start reading some other things. I'm looking forward to doing something else.
We can start recording at a normal hour.
We can start recording at a normal hour. We can go to LexCon, which I'm super excited to do.
The Switch will be out.
Oh my God. Oh man. We're not, and then we get back from LexCon is Power Rangers. Like, we're going to have so much crap to do for the next month and a half.
March
it's not even funny.
March is going to be ridiculous.
March is gone. I mean, right. I really thought that this month was going to be bad, but like.
Yeah, March is, we don't get to calm down until April, I don't think.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Because we don't really cover Fast and Furious
movies. We might should, though, since this next one's going to be kind of a big deal.
I don't know if it's going to be that big a deal.
Well, I mean, it's going to be interesting. They're going in a new direction cast wise.
Yeah, and they've made the good guy Dom into like a Terminator, and he's like, I must kill my family.
Vin Diesel?
I don't get how they went from street racers to like superheroes.
Yeah, that's
already defied the laws of physics and everything they do.
Several times they've done that. I don't get it anymore.
It's stupid.
I love the movies. But.
Oh, Brent, like I've watched every one of them in theater. Like, don't get me wrong, I've seen every one of them in the theater.
Oh, I have every one of them on Blu-ray.
And my wife and I, we have every one of them on Blu-ray too. And I mean, we watch them. It's not that. I mean, we were in. Doing a little mini vacation in Nashville, like when the seventh one came out, and my wife was like, "It's on IMAX. There's an IMAX theater," and I was like, "Yeah, I guess we can go watch it in IMAX." So yeah.
So you did it?
Yeah, and then I was disappointed because that IMAX theater is crap.
Yeah, is in the mall.
The mall IMAX is crap. They didn't even have
it. It's crap that you have to go to the mall anyway. That mall's horrible.
It did not open up to fill the screen. Like, I knew it wasn't going to fill top to bottom because it was scope.
Yeah.
And scope movies can't fill an IMAX screen up. They have to be flat or shot for IMAX.
Yeah.
But they didn't even open the lens up to where it would go fit side to side. Like, the actual size of the picture was about the same size, if not smaller, than number four at our theater.
Oh, God.
No, number four at our theater is big.
I know, but still. You want to freaking IMAX to fill it out.
Yeah, I paid for a giant IMAX screening, and we didn't get a giant IMAX screen.
Lame.
And the audio was crap.
Binger, what's your favorite movie? Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, do you have a favorite movie?
Depends on the genre.
What's your favorite comedy?
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yes.
How do you feel about Dumb and Dumber 2? The new one.
What do you feel about Dumb and Dumber-er?
Dumb and Dumber-er sucked.
Yeah,
it did. Dumb and Dumber 2, I liked it. I really did.
It wasn't the same as the original.
It wasn't the same.
It tried to be the original.
A lot of the jokes, they kind of repeated. It was good. I mean, I liked it, but I mean, it wasn't as good.
No.
It was still funny, though.
It was funny.
It still blew Dumb and Dumber-er out of the water.
That's not even real to me. I don't think that's
real. Oh, come on. What's better than, and I went with a bunch of people from here, it was when we were in the youth from CTA, and we went and watched Dumb and Dumber-er down in Tupelo, and the opening shot is, it's black, and it opens up like, you know, a birth canal.
Yeah.
With the light, and then like, it's a baby being born, and you're like, oh, so we're doing this now. Okay.
Yep. To me, the best part of that movie was Bob Saget screaming about there being crap everywhere, only he didn't say crap.
Well, it's Bob Saget.
Saget, though, his stand-up is not funny. Like,
no.
When he's got a part written for him that's funny, he's funny. When he does stand-up,
not funny.
I watched a stand-up on HBO of him for an hour berating somebody in the front row for a full hour. And I was like, where's the comedy? He was just making fun of this one guy for an hour. and then pulled out a guitar and played a few songs. I was like, wait, you play music too?
Stupid Bob.
He's Danny Tanner. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I guess he can do whatever he wants.
That's pretty true.
As long as
did you watch
clean.
The new Full House?
Yes. I watched the first season of it.
Season two was actually pretty good. Like, yeah. I enjoyed it more than season
Is
one.
Is it already out?
Yes. Yeah. Season two came out a while back.
It came out in January. It's a January or February.
See,
show.
I didn't watch it.
Though.
I told Dan the other night. I was like, I totally didn't know.
It came out in December.
I think it came out in December.
Well, I told Dan the other night, like, I didn't realize that, like, Baskets, which was one of my favorite shows in season one, was already on season two. I didn't realize that had come out. I've been so preoccupied with this crap, yeah. I don't know. Huh.
I just started Luke Cage.
Man,
I've
got to get caught up.
Well, I saw the trailer for Iron Fist and was like, oh, I got to get caught up on my Marvel shows.
Marvel. Marvel's good.
Yeah, I don't watch a whole lot of Netflix.
No, you're not a Netflix guy. You should watch Lemony Snicket, though. You would like that.
I don't watch a whole lot of it.
You should. I'm telling you, man. You should do it. All right. Well, we're gonna do our segment.
Oh, really? Wow.
We're gonna do like the real low crap version
of the low quality version
of That's My Jam.
Because
it's on my phone. James, what's your jam?
That the show is almost over.
That is my jam.
I mean, no, I'm having a great time. Like me and Josh and Emily and now Kevin here. We're having a. I think we're having a good time. I had a good day hanging out with you.
Yeah, man.
And you know, but I'm just glad that it's almost up, and then Sunday we can rip it all down.
Well, it's a lot of work, and
I think that it'll show. Like our hard work will show. Once the final product is on stage.
Man, I'm so ready to see these guys do this show. It's going to be really good, yep. I think. So, Binger, what are you jamming on this week or your lifetime or whatever?
This week, just the fact that, you know, I had a three-day weekend this weekend not to go to work tomorrow.
Three-day weekend!
Oh, school teachers are so lucky.
I have to deal with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. I'm not lucky.
I have to deal with computerized projectors all day. I don't know people. I'm by myself.
Yeah, I win this argument, James.
Yeah, you're right.
Every time. Middle schoolers.
You're right. You win. You win.
Every time. What is my jam? What is my jam? Oh, I figured out how to make lights work on stage. Eat it. That's my jam.
Yeah.
We're going to turn lamps on stage, whether you like it or not. And it's going to be amazing. It will be great. Yeah.
Very true. Very true.
We're going to turn three of them on, you mother. Nope, we're going to do it.
No mom jeans.
Not time for that.
Mom jeans.
Yeah. So we do this thing where we have this song one time where I don't remember what it, the name of the name of the song is
the
actually
name of the song
mom,
called
jeans.
Mom jeans.
And so it starts out like with this. And it's a da da. The front of the song is just like this real hard guitar. And
I like it when she wears her mom jeans.
And when we record, usually we have like this 20 minutes of where I just hit record while we're setting up and talking and stuff. And so that was on as I was testing some music. And James was just, I like it where she wears her mom jeans. And it's just thing. So now anytime anyone uses any profanity, we insert mom jeans in instead. Before it was donut, which was funny, but mom jeans is the way to go. All right. Since this thing has been a big old mom jeans this week,
Hey, you're lucky you got an episode. Quit complaining.
Yeah, but I knew that a couple of you would like be bad.
I'm talking to you, Eric Plunk and Eric Lemon.
Yeah, and the Eric cast. It's all on you. So Lexicon's coming up. Looking forward to hanging out for a weekend with our good friend Tim Murphy.
And Tim Murphy, Country Tim, coming down.
Gonna have a little. I heard that was good.
We're gonna do an episode of I heard that was good.
Tim's gonna be in our video content for Lexicon. I'm super stoked about that.
I'm excited.
And maybe we'll do something golden and mellow.
Yeah,
that maybe. Has nothing to do with leaked footage of Donald Trump and Russia.
Should we go ahead and give Plunk a 1 year heads up?
No, not yet.
Okay.
We'll save that for the Switchisode.
Gotcha.
Switchisode.
Coming
in a couple weeks.
Two weeks. All right.
That'll do it for this episode. Make sure you keep checking out JustUsGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, news, reviews, and more. You can find it all every single day over at JustUsGeeks.com. Special thank you this week to our good friend Kevin Binger for sitting in and being a way better co-host than Logan Barnes. So,
oh, eat it, Logan.
No. Oh,
Emily, sad.
Emily, no. Nah, we sorry Logan didn't get to be here this week. Sorry, buddy. You should have been here helping us screw things into the floor and wall, but you twerked. It's fine. All right. We'll see you folks next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.